Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Good luck tonight against Sperry.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you guys just kind of coming off of spring break now, kind of in the final stretch with about a month to go. What have you seen out of your group since you guys came out of the break?
I have seen our approach get better at the plate. I see that we are competing more, and you just kind of tell, like, we're kind of hitting our stride as far as the competitiveness goes out of the break.
I know the last time we talked and I was getting that senior for you to interview, you said you've only got two seniors on your group, and although they haven't had a lot of playing experience, so you've got a lot of younger guys who are really stepping up. What have you liked kind of, I guess, out of the youth of your team?
I like the fact that I have 10 to 13 kids who are all underclassmen who push each other and are very competitive kids. In particular, I thought Lane Gastel, he's our second baseman, he's a junior, I thought he really took a step in the right direction. He started as a sophomore, but you can just tell the jump that he's taken this year. It's been very impressive to watch. And then you have some other guys like Easton Davis, Nate Sloan, Parker Garrison, who've played the last 3 years, just kind of leading the team. I mean, it's good. We're young, but we're experienced. I mean, a lot of those kids have started now 2 years at the least, some of them 3 years.
A lot of district games are coming up as you guys are kind of in the thick of it as far as district goes, kind of hanging around that top four. What have you seen kind of out of your group through your district sets this year?
You know, I've seen no quit in them. They've competed in every one of them. I think one of them's kind of ugly. One of the scores is kind of ugly. But, I mean, even in that one, they competed to the very end. We got to get better pitching in districts. We can swing it with all the teams in our district, but the problem we're having is we're not just competing on the mound like we need to be. And if we can get that straightened out, we got a chance to compete to win our district.
You got a tough set with Sperry. Then you guys are trying to bounce back tonight. What did you see out of your group yesterday that you're looking to try to change and take into yesterday?
It just took us too long to get on their pitcher. Their kid was pretty good, and he threw a complete game. But in the, I thought he was very hittable. And then the last inning, we finally kind of figured it out, hit a couple doubles and stuff, but it was too late. You know, when you wait till the seventh inning to get anything going offensively, you're probably not going to win that game. So I'm hoping today that we can start where we left off as far as our at-bats.
You said you guys are getting deep in counts whenever I first talked about kind of how good the offense had been early in the season. Have you seen a lot of that kind of getting deep in counts and battling at the plate going kind of post-spring break into district play?
Yes, all of our kids do a good job of seeing a lot of pitches. That's continued since the last time that I talked to you. And it has gotten better. We're starting to hit the breaking ball a lot better than we were at the beginning of the year. And we're picking up pitches out of the hand better. So it's definitely, like, it was already good, but it's definitely getting better.
You guys were supposed to have that Northeast Valley Conference Festival that all got rained out. So you guys hadn't played in about 6 days. Did you see any kind of, I guess, rust from your group when you played Sperry yesterday?
No, not really. I thought that they competed, and I thought they were ready to go. Just a couple mistakes here and there kind of cost us that game.
Lincoln Christian, another big district set that kind of stands out coming up within the next week, and then Sequoia Tahlequah as well, as you guys kind of near the end of the season. Just kind of, what are you looking for out of your group over this next month?
I'm looking for them to compete against these better teams that we're going to play and show themselves they belong in the same category as them. Because in 3A, I mean, it's a very good class, but kind of feels like everybody can kind of compete with anybody in that class on any given day. So I want to see us be able to show up and put 2 days together against good quality teams.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Best of luck against Sperry tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye.